Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Sunshine State today, South Florida. The humidity is high, the politics are intense, and the coffee is strong. We are in Florida's 25th District. This is Broward County, west in Hollywood, Davey. And we are profiling a woman who has been a household name in American politics for 20 years. Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
DWS. She is an institution. Most people know her name from the 2016 election when she was the chair of the DNC. That was a rough time for her, politically. But if you think that defines her, you don't know the real story. The word that comes to mind when I look at her career is resilience. Just absolute steel.
I completely agree. The story that blows my mind is the breast cancer story. It was 2007. She was a rising star in the House. She gets diagnosed with breast cancer at age 41. She finds out she has the BRCA2 gene mutation. Now, most people would take a leave of absence. Debbie Wasserman Schultz decided to keep it a secret. A total secret.
She had 7 surgeries in 1 year. 7! Including a double mastectomy. And she didn't tell her constituents. She didn't tell most of her colleagues. She would schedule the surgeries for congressional recesses, recover for a few days, and then fly back to D.C. to whip votes. She was literally walking around the Capitol with surgical drains hidden under her suits. That level of discipline is terrifying and impressive at the same time.
And she turned that pain into policy. Once she was cancer-free, she went public and introduced the Early Act. It stands for Breast Cancer Education and Awareness Requires Learning Young. She realized that the medical guidance at the time basically ignored women under 45. Doctors would tell young women with lumps, "Oh, you're too young for cancer, don't worry about it." She changed the law to force the CDC to run education campaigns, specifically for younger women. She argues that cancer doesn't check your driver's license.
We also have to talk about her district, Florida 25. It's fascinating, demographically. You have 2 major groups that really define her politics: the Jewish community and the Venezuelan community.
Right. She was the first Jewish woman elected to Congress from Florida. She represents thousands of Jewish families, including Holocaust survivors. And because of that, she is incredibly hawkish on Israel. She is not a squad Democrat. When it comes to Israel, she is very aligned with the center-right. After October 7th, she was one of the loudest voices condemning Hamas and demanding the release of hostages. She has been very critical of university presidents who she felt were tolerating anti-Semitism on campus. For her, "never again" isn't a slogan. It's a mandate from her voters.
And then you have Westonzuela.
Yes, the city of Weston. It has the largest Venezuelan population in the country. These are people who fled the socialist regime of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro. They are very anti-socialist, so Debbie Wasserman Schultz has to walk a fine line. She is a Democrat, but she is fiercely anti-Maduro. She works with Republicans to pass sanctions on Venezuelan oil. In the 119th Congress, she championed the REVOCAR Act to cut off funds to the regime. She essentially acts as the voice of the Venezuelan opposition in the Democratic Party.
She is also a cardinal on the Appropriations Committee. That is where the real power is.
Exactly. She is the ranking member of the Military Construction and VA Subcommittee. That means she controls the checkbook for veteran housing and hospital construction. Florida has a massive veteran population, so this allows her to deliver tangible results back home. She also uses her seat to fund the Everglades. She has brought home hundreds of millions of dollars for Everglades restoration. She calls it the River of Grass, and she knows that if that ecosystem dies, South Florida runs out of water.
She went from the DNC chair controversy to being a legislative workhorse. She just put her head down and worked.
The survivor who fights for the Everglades and the exiles.
That is Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
That is our profile for Florida's 25th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.